Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip.
Well, today is the final day. I'm discussing happiness. So we're going to talk about the neuroscience of happiness, right? So the neurochemicals, the how to control the neurochemistry. Everything about us is the chemistry that's happening inside your body, from your brain to your organs, to your actual skin. You know, those are, there's gotta be a chemistry, you know, what's going on inside of you. And your chemistry sometimes get influenced by your emotion and vice versa. So definitely happiness starts what you see, taste, feel, or hear. Of course, then that's gonna have an impact on your the chemicals that's going on in you. And then that's sometimes gonna make you feel a certain way. And that's why sometimes people with anxiety, you know, diagnosed with clinical depression, all these different things, or kind of chemical imbalance in your body. I am not a scientist, not a doctor. That's why I don't want to continue on that line. I'm keeping it very basic and based on my understanding. Is sometimes that there's some chemical that need to be balanced, there's some hormone that need to be balanced in your body for your emotion to be in an alignment with what's going on with you, especially if you're on sound mind, you're not diagnosed with anxiety or depression or none of the other severe and serious mental illness. So however, you need to know it's not all the time that what's happening to you, it's just when you feeling emotional. Sometimes it might be the wrong chemistry, the wrong mix that's going on in your body. So you're gonna be explained to you better than I can. And then if you have any more questions, like I said, always reach out to me and let me know how I could serve you and what extra information that I could provide to you to make sure that you are getting the information that's needed. I don't want to talk on the topic because that's not my strength. I just wanted to share the different things that I found about happiness with you so you could look at it in two different ways, through your emotional, how you feel, through your body chemistry, you know, in your brain, the neuroscientist perspective. So you get the psychologist, the psychiatrist, the spirituality, and then on the physical, all of that and good alignment definitely would help you be a little bit more happier, provided that you're doing the work. As always, if you need something from me, you have more questions after listening to the speaker explain the neuroscience of happiness, feel free to email me at info@parallelograminstitute.com.
The neuroscience of happiness. Whether you're happy, sad, angry, creative, stressed, or something else entirely, it all ultimately comes down to your neuroscience. The wiring and chemistry of our brains is what defines our every experience and our every behavior, and as such, the best way to unravel and understand any aspect of the human experience is to look inwards towards the brain. This is particularly useful if you're trying to improve your mood and be consistently happier. What is going on inside the brain when you feel truly content and at peace? And what can you do to try and get your stubborn brain to be like that more often? Neurochemicals. Ultimately, our mood comes down to chemistry. Specifically, it comes down to neurochemicals or neurotransmitters, which are produced in the brain in response to certain other activities in the brain. When you think of something or experience something that's happy, sad, scary, or stressful, the brain responds in kind by producing the relevant neurotransmitter. These transmitters include serotonin, cortisol, norepinephrine, dopamine, oxytocin, adenosine, and many others. When it comes to happiness, we want to increase the number of feel-good neurotransmitters, which include serotonin, oxytocin, and dopamine. These are chemicals that make us feel alert, happy, content, and even loved. On the other hand, we want to reduce ones like cortisol, which makes us stressed. How to control neurochemistry? At this point, you might be wondering how you can control your neurochemistry. One way, of course, is with drugs, and that's where recreational drugs and antidepressants come in. Antidepressants often work by increasing the amount of serotonin in the brain, or increasing GABA, which makes us tired, but also reduces cortisol. The problem with changing brain chemistry directly, though, is that the brain is all about adaptation. If you add a certain amount of particular chemicals to your brain, then it will often respond by producing less of those chemicals naturally. This can then lead to tolerance, dependence, and withdrawal symptoms, worsening depression, and triggering addiction. You can also alter your neurochemistry through lifestyle changes. Diet impacts on which neurotransmitters our brain can create, while things like sleep, exercise, and social interactions can all also boost our mood. Ultimately, though, the very best way to control your mood is to change what you focus on and the way you react to what you focus on. Remember, your neurotransmitters are released in reaction to your subjective experiences. Change your experience by changing your beliefs, and you can improve that neurochemistry.
Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that will need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply these success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.